Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I'm Yvonne, the host of Coffee with Yvonne. Duh, because the show's named after me. Is that vain? I never thought about that. I thought about it more for branding purposes, but here we are. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Yvonne, a show for creatives and entrepreneurs. I hope you're all doing well. Currently it is, what time is it? Daylight savings time is kicking my butt, just FYI, if I sound a little tired. It's 6:41 in the evening, the day before I leave for Virginia for my college roomie's wedding. We are road tripping down there for the weekend to watch her get married to her college sweetheart. And I haven't packed. I'm still doing laundry. I need to get my life together. So I'm going to do the best I can to give you all the energy in the world for this episode. But I'm just going to let you know right now, I'm a little distracted, just a little bit. Anyway, when we last checked in, I was leaving for New York for my other college roommate, aka one of my best friends' birthday weekend. We did a mini trip, 36 hours in New York. If you want to see the details, go ahead and check out my TikTok at Pinky Creates, or you can slide on my IG at Pink Doll Style to see that video. We did a few things in the city. Of course, we had to eat good because she is a foodie, and then checked out the Book of Hove exhibit, which is a vibe. I'm telling you, if you don't go before it closes at the end of this year, you're missing something. Plus, it's free, FYI. So, this week has been a very busy week, but again, we have another great episode for you. We're continuing our conversation around mental health. This time, we're talking with a body positive yogi, Fela Soul. She is based here in the DMV, and she is a yoga instructor as well as a therapist. So great episode ahead. But before we get into that, we gotta do our new segment called What's the Brew? So grab your coffee and let's chat. First up, let's see. Do we want to be informative, or do we want to be a little messy? What y'all think? I chose messy too. Okay, let's get into it. All right. So this is from Rolling Stone. I don't know if you've ever heard of this person, but Keith Lee is a TikTok star. He is a internet food critic who has gained notoriety in the past few years during the pandemic for his honest reviews about restaurants that first started out in his hometown of Las Vegas. Now, Keith Lee, he seems like one of the nicest people you will ever meet, would not hurt a fly. He decided to do this food tour in Atlanta. Now, if you've ever been to Atlanta, you know Atlanta be lanting when it comes to food and their grass walls. But he was under fire for his honest review about a restaurant that's also here in the DMV called The Real Milk and Honey. And it was unfortunate that he was unable to be serviced because of these long lists of rules about, you know, wait times, no carryout service, et cetera, et cetera. So what Keith Lee does is he gets on his TikTok and he shares with folks that, hey, I can't review this food because there's no food to review since they weren't able to accommodate me and my family. And before y'all start saying, well, he's a celebrity, you know, they're always getting special treatment. Not on our good brother, Keith Lee. Keith decides to do it this way. He will send his family in to see if they can get a table or order a hit on his behalf, because he does not want special treatment. He wants people to experience the food the way they would experience the food and not getting it the way he would, because he is considered TikTok famous on various platforms. So according to Rolling Stone, they did an article about Keith Lee, and to understand the amount of impact this man has, he has a following of 14.5 million on TikTok alone. And dozens of small business owners, according to Rolling Stone, have credited him with saving their restaurants. That's another thing he does. He puts us on the restaurants that may be struggling with their marketing or getting the word out there because they don't have the bandwidth to do so. And by his one post, creates a frenzy behind that restaurant and their food. So when he made his family trip down to Atlanta last week for the food tour, drama immediately sparked larger conversations around the city's food scene, which has become known for its restrictive rules and long wait times. So when Lee pulled up to looking to try and raise some food, he found himself focusing more on whether Atlanta's biggest restaurants have the customer service to back up their online popularity. Where this went interesting, one of the restaurants that was reviewed, as I mentioned, The Real Milk and Honey, did not take the information shared on his platform very well. They created a kind of like clap back TikTok talking about who is Keith Lee. And baby, as a marketing professional for over 10 years, I would have never recommended a client to do what they did, because sometimes being silent is the best answer you can give. And by doing so, The Real Milk and Honey has been getting dragged through the comments, with other people stepping forward about the lack of service and these very restrictive rules. Also, it's gotten so bad as to the fact the originator of The Real Milk and Honey had to step forward and be like, not on my name either, that she has sold that restaurant a while ago and no longer has part in the day-to-day process of the operation. Keith Lee, even though it has been very controversial about what has been happening in Atlanta, has put us on to some really great restaurants and has really revealed what is going on there in terms of lack of customer service. Grass walls can save your food. And that is a trend that is happening not just in Atlanta, but all over the United States, some parts of the DMV as well. People count on these aesthetics to carry the vibes of their food. And there's one place in particular, I'm not going to be shady today, but they're known for their rotating seasonal decor. They're based downtown in D.C., a few blocks away from Chinatown, and they do this every single year, but the food is not even mid. And if you know, you know. But I hope that Keith Lee continues doing the work that he's doing with these food tours and encouraging these restaurants to elevate and improve their customer service. We support you, Keith. In our next story, let's see what we have here. One of my favorites, Cardi B. I have been a fan of Cardi B since the very beginning, and I mean before she was on Love & Hip Hop, just FYI. Cardi B, to give her her flowers, has really mastered the art of diversifying your portfolio as an entertainer, in my opinion, as someone who has gone from being internet famous to actually real famous. This is really great because she has invested and built this business called Whip Shots, which is like a whipped cream dessert of sorts that is alcoholic, I believe. So it's basically something you put on a dessert or use for entertaining purposes. So she has partnered up with Patti LaBelle's Patty's Good Life Pies. You know Patty Pies, the ones that we were all singing about some years ago? Yeah, those pies. She has partnered up with Patty Pies, and they did an exclusive content together that was featured by People Magazine. So according to People, the musical icon spoke with People Magazine about a seasonal partnership between the pair's two dessert products, Cardi's Whip Shots, alcoholic whipped cream, and Patty's Good Life Pies. While they haven't formally been introduced prior to this partnership, LaBelle explained how she felt like she and the Bodak Yellow rapper were supposed to be together for a long time. According to Miss Patty, I've been her mother in my mind for a long time because she's just all that and a bag of chips. And I'm all that and a bag of chips. Okay, Miss Patty. Cardi agreed that their union was a long time coming, but that didn't make her any less nervous to meet the R&B legend. I feel like I am not worthy. I just feel so shook, Cardi tells People while LaBelle shook her head next to her. I'm super starstruck. I'm on my best behavior. Again, this is really great for Cardi B as she continues to enter that mainstream, not just enter the mainstream, but secure her spot in the mainstream audience. If I were to compare this with someone who's been in the game for a while, I would compare this to like Snoop Dogg's rise to mainstream fame. Snoop Dogg originally started out as a member of the Crips. If you know, you know. And then evolved to being a West Coast rapper, you know, with his smooth, easy sounds, X, Y, and Z. And now he has evolved to doing so many different partnerships, even with Martha Stewart, which did not have that in my bingo card. But that is the way you secure your bag long term. You continue to adjust and find opportunities to make sure that you stay relevant for multiple generations, not just the generation you came up in. So I can't wait to see what else Cardi does, which is a show she has on Facebook. But I can't wait to see what else Cardi does and how she continues to extend and secure her bag outside of her music. So, as I mentioned in the earlier part of this episode, we have another special guest joining us, Fela Soul. And this conversation was definitely something that needs to be spoken about when it comes to mental health and wellness. And tying in the idea now, not just about mental health and faith as we did before, but about mental health when it comes to physical fitness and wellness for your body overall. And what she is doing as a yoga instructor and also as a therapist is allowing for us to release those things that have been holding us back from being the best version of ourselves through the practice of yoga. As a woman of color, as an Afro-Latina, as a master degreed up woman, I am very proud of the work she is doing and how she is continuing to change the space as a body inclusive yogi. And I cannot wait to see what she does next in this industry. So with that being said, please enjoy this interview, this very fun interview with Fela Soul. You already had it set up. It was in the brand name. It was, right. It's consistency for me.
I love it.
Okay, so as everyone already knows, I have another special guest joining me for coffee today. And I just love how when I meet people who are passionate about the work they're doing, it just resonates for me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I need to have them on the show. Therefore, we finally got our schedules together because our good sis is booked and busy, not bored and broke.
Not bored nor broke.
But today we have Fela, who's known for her wellness and yoga practice. And she is a guest with me today on the show. For those who are listening, she is an Afro-Latina from, just tell the people, what's your background, your heritage background?
Hey, everybody. So I'm Felicia. You can also call me Fela. My family were Afro-Cubana, but also American, like on my dad's side, that whole thing. Yes, but I'm born and raised in the D.C., Maryland area, PG County all day. It's also hey. DC, pretty good county, you know.
Gang. And I wanted to mention that because I feel like there's sometimes an erasure when it comes to cross cultures amongst the diaspora in which we are bringing people into certain spaces. Like, this is a safe space for you. But I wanted to mention that because I think it's important to give people and their culture their flowers. Before we get started, though, I need to read this fabulous bio of yours because she is educated. She got receipts, and her receipts will be read on this show, okay? You my good broadcasting voice. All right. Felicia Fela Talaferro is a yoga therapist, wellness consultant, event curator, and a passionate advocate for the transformative power of yoga. With nearly a decade of experience guiding individuals of all shapes, backgrounds, and capacities on their yoga journeys, Fela has become a beacon of healing and empowerment in the DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, for those who don't know, and beyond. Her dedication to the art and science of yoga therapy is underscored by her academic achievements. She holds a Master's of Science in Yoga Therapy from the prestigious Maryland University of Integrative Health. And this approach to yoga therapy involves harnessing the ancient wisdom of yoga to address physical, emotional, and mental well-being, making it a potent tool for holistic healing. What sets her apart is her unwavering passion for yoga as a catalyst for healing and personal growth. She firmly believes that yoga is not just a physical practice, but a profound means to navigate the intricate landscapes of our inner selves and the world around us. In her view, wellness and environmental justice are intertwined, with yoga serving as a bridge between the two. Through yoga, we gain a deeper connection to ourselves and others, fostering empathy and awareness, qualities that are more crucial than ever considering the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Inspired by her own journey and the collective displacement experienced during the pandemic, she founded Soul Session, a rooftop yoga party that is much more than just gathering. It is a space where people can come together to move, breathe, and celebrate how far they come on their individual and collective paths. Soul Session embodies the essence of resilience and the power of community, and it serves as a testament to Fila's commitment to fostering connection and healing through yoga. Her work is also rooted in a profound sense of social justice and empowerment. The name, A Seat on the Mat, draws from the inspiration and influential works of Shirley Chisholm, my girl, and Solange Knowles, A Seat at the Table, my girl too, and Knowles emphasized the importance of having a seat at the table for Black and marginalized communities. She emphasizes the importance of having a seat at the yoga mat for all individuals, creating a space where healing, transformation, and empowerment can flourish. In a world where healing and unity are more important than ever, Fila tends as a dedicated guide and advocate using the ancient practice of yoga to help individuals find their seat on the mat and in the world. Her journey is a testament to the power of yoga to heal, transform, and unite us all. And with that being said, welcome to Coffee with Divine. Fila Sopa!
Thank you. That felt so good to hear. I was like, ooh, that's to me.
Hey girl, how you doing?
Hey, I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to be here today. I'm feeling very grounded and grateful and the work that I do, but also the community that I've cultivated and that I'm continuing to build. I've been teaching for a long time and it's been amazing. And I've also taught in Mexico and in Germany, which is also amazing.
Okay, international?
It's lovely. I love it. And that's like part of my next goals and my chapter is like teaching more internationally and more retreats and all that. And so I'm excited to hold space for my community because we need that space to be held for us, especially in this environment. Literally and figuratively.
Well, hold on to that because we may have something to talk about after we finish recording that is connected to my work outside of Pink Dollhouse. So hold on to that about teaching. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Please hold. It will.
So for this interview, I just want to let you know that I want to make sure our listening audience has a holistic understanding of yoga, the importance of it as a wellness-based practice. And as someone who's been going on her wellness journey for the past 3 years, I not only look at wellness from a nutrition aspect, fitness, but also how your body feels. And yoga is a big part of that in making sure you're connected with yourself spiritually. Now, with yoga, it's become more popular in minority communities in recent years, like I mentioned, as the definition of wellness has expanded. What inspired you to take up the practice?
So I graduated from the University of Maryland, College Park. Literally the last, I think it was December 2016, last year of college, or like the year after college, I was feeling depressed. There was some drama going on at school. I was like, I don't need to be dealing with this. And I was in a place of, I want to lose weight. I want to feel good. I want to evolve, essentially. I was being called to that. And I took my first class of yoga, like my first yoga class at on campus. And it was taught by someone who didn't look like me, sound like me. And I felt so awkward. I was like, what is a downward dog? What do I do? How do I do it? And that stayed with me. But I've always been like a in my body type of person. And so beginning of 2016, I was like, I need something. And so I found a Bikram yoga studio near my, literally like 15 minutes from my house. I was like, this is perfect. And so I took this class, I took one class. It was a Sunday morning. And then so Bikram is hot sweaty yoga, 90 minutes, 105 degrees and 40% humidity. So it's not easy, but it isn't hard either.
Did you say 105 degrees?
I did, 105 degrees.
Oh no, see my edges were not. Okay.
So yeah, edges won't survive, but you do, and that's the point. And the point is that you survive despite it being so hard. And the thing about Bikram, it's very slow. So there's no downward dog, there's no planks, there's no vinyasas. It's a standing series and a floor series and breath practices. And you get a Savasana in the middle. But so during the Savasana in the middle, during my first class, the teacher had said something so profound that like resonated with me so deeply. I was like, this is what I need to do. But then also in the same, so I started going to the studio all the time. I was doing work study, and work study or karma yogi, essentially when you do, when you clean or take care of the studio in exchange of free classes. Or not really free, but like you would exchange for the classes. And so when I was doing this work study in karma yoga, I felt so good to just receive and give in that way. But then I'm like looking around my community And this at the time, so the studio closed during the pandemic, but the studio was very diverse seeming. And so there's a lot of like black people coming into this practice, but there's no black teachers really. Or there was like one black teacher. And I was like, I want to be the next black teacher here. I need people who look like, I want people who look like me, sound like me, to be able to feel comfortable in this space. Because it's a very common theme that when people of color enter yoga spaces, they're like, I'm the only black person here. I'm the only minority here. I'm the only big person here. I'm the only this whatever insert word here type of person. And so in my classes, I want you to know that I'm, because for me, as we said, I'm Afro-Latina, I'm Cuban. The hips do not lie. They do not lie. So to see someone with hips, with booty, with thighs, with everything to come into class to show you that they showing and like me doing the practice, you see how I'm doing the practice, but also me guiding you through the practice. And so that was important for me. But also during the same time, as I was saying, I was being called to this practice, being called to yoga. See, and then I realized this is such a yoga is such a catalyst for healing. Like my whole yoga journey, that's been like the main sentence of my mission, of my everything. Yoga is a catalyst for healing. It imparts tools that you can use to navigate your life, to see yourself and to see people around you clearer.
Now, okay, I really love that explanation because you touched on a few things that we're going to bring up later in the interview about, body positivity, diversity and inclusion, that it's not just a buzzword, but it's important in spaces associated with wellness. Thinking about how you've been elevated to more visible platforms, like I remember when we chatted, I mentioned that you were fe featured on a major platform like Essence, and that's why I was familiar with you when you taught the yoga class at the Golden House Wellness event. How important is it for you, knowing how visibility matters, to be recognized within your own community for the work that you're doing?
Okay, so the Essence, I forgot I was in Essence when you brought that up. I was like, oh yeah, that picture.
I remembered. I was like, she looks so familiar.
I love that you, I was like, whoa, I was taken aback. But it's funny because I think that for me, I do want to be recognized, but I think like part of my shadow work is like embracing that I am recognizable and like I have an impact on the actual community, that I'm cultivating something. But I think what's most important for me is that my community is recognized for their work within themselves. It's like, yes, give you like, oh yeah, Fela taught this class and I feel so da da da. But it's like, how are you? And then it's like, what really is what's important for me is like, what's in how you're impacted by the practice that we do, either yoga, breath work, dance session, whatever it is. But it's like, that's what's important to me. That's important to me. And I want that to be recognized more. So it's like, yes, my face, yes, my impact, yes, my essence, of course. But it's like, I want you to recognize yourself when we're doing things. It's not really about me. And that's how it's always been for me.
Yeah. But I think it's good for people to receive their flowers because even when I was reading your bio, I saw your reaction to like, in the positive way, like, oh my gosh, I did do all of these things. So being on a platform like Essence, which is like the Vogue for Black women or the Black
Yeah.
community, that is a big deal. That's a very big deal.
Oh my goodness.
I would have that thing printed out, posted everywhere, on the fridge, in my place, in my car window. Like, did you know I was in Essence? I was in Essence. Did you see this? I was in Essence. You want the QR code? Link is right in
Right.
your bio.
Oh my goodness. I need to actually, I should definitely tap into that. So I guess I'll also tell you I was also an Afropunk,
Now this is what I'm
Business
talking about.
Insider. But it's for a different photo. I'll show after the interview, I'll show you the photo. But I went viral like the senior year in college. That same senior year in college and everything was happening. I was like, I need yoga now. Essentially one of my friends, my line sisters, I'm an AKA. And so she's a photographer, and part of her like final project was this campaign she was doing, or this like a product she was doing was called Embrace Your Essence campaign, I think is what it was called. And so essentially she reached out to different women on campus who wanted to embrace their flaws or embrace something they really love about themselves that's unexpected, essentially. And so people did like had a scar on their leg, someone said their nose, their chin, like things like certain things like that. And for me, I came in because I was like, I love my shoulders. I have a great collarbone. It's lovely. But it was hard to take a picture of that for her. Well, not that, but also like someone had recently said their shoulders or like their upper body was what theirs was. And so we kind of started playing around. And I'm like, I'm a model. I'm just gonna make shapes with my body. And I made this shape of my body, and then it became about my curves. And I was like, oh yeah, I do love my curves. And this picture went crazy on Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, and I never like did anything about it. I was never like, yeah, that's me. Give me money. Let's capitalize on it or anything. It was just like, yeah. And once I show you the picture, you'll probably be like, oh yeah, I have seen this. I'm like, yeah, that was me. Because also my face isn't in it directly, so you're like, who is this? Who is it? But it's like, it's definitely me. The tattoo is the same. The waist beads, I broke them, or they broke because something in the universe said it was time for me to let them go. But yeah, and so I do
But
appreciate
see,
you highlighting that. I need to recognize and highlight myself more.
and I'm glad you mentioned that, because now I'm going to tell everybody I had someone who's in essence in Afropunk on my podcast. But another thing you mentioned is going viral, right? And platforms like Instagram, TikTok, etc., are good tools with promotion for creatives, especially with visual work like yoga. How do you think social media has helped or is continuing to help you build your brand? And if so, what are your favorite ways to market yourself using the platforms? Is it video? Is it still imagery? Like, what are the things that you like to do?
Okay. I think definitely Instagram. So all my followers on Instagram are very like organic. I haven't like paid any bots. I haven't done anything without. I haven't done anything outside of my usual artistry on my platform. I've evolved over time because it definitely at one point I loved these photos of myself and like to the point where like I had an Apple Watch. You know how you take a picture of yourself through your Apple through your phone, that whole thing. Exactly, of course. And so I was going crazy with my face. I was like, I know my angle's the best. I can do this. And so I love putting my creating the picture grid and energy on my Instagram. I would do these things with threes, like three different similar but different photos, and like have captions or like out of is, and it made me so happy. And so I'm kind of getting back into that with my integrating more yoga and more lifestyle. I'm in a place where yes, yoga is important and things like that to me on my platform, but also for people to like know me as a person, to want to come to classes, to want to interact with me. That's enough to know that I'm a human being also, not just like a yoga expert woo-woo person. And so I've definitely been integrating more, like I'm going to museums or I'm going to this event or things like that on my platform to let people know I'm a human being. And I definitely feel like I am happy that people have been able to find me on Instagram, ask me about things, but also using it as a platform, a marketing tool to be like, come to my events. I've had a lot of events this year. And it's funny because like when I planned my first event, everything went wrong and I was like, never again. And then I guess opportunity, I don't know about that word, but
It's a word. We just made it a word. Opportunely
right,
is a new word.
opportunely I was able to have a space where I'm able to like activate as much as I want when I want. And so I've been able to like really put out what I wanted to put out. Like Soul Session has really been amazing for me to see myself grow, but also the community that comes out. I'm just like, I'll be crying. I'm like, oh my God, people are really here right now. what have I done? What am I doing? This is amazing, but also freaking terrifying. And so I do appreciate the connectivity of social media. Even though there's times where it feels like it's like making us tired, exhausting us, comparing ourselves, when the reality with social media is it's a tool. It's a tool, not a lifestyle. And I feel like that's what we need to grasp. And everyone, like TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all these things are tools, not an actual way of living. And so that's why I'm like, I'm using this tool for yoga promotion, yoga therapy, talking about what it is, but also it's like, I'm also living my life. Connect with me, maybe. No pressure though.
And when you mentioned about like making sure you're using your platform to promote your events and also show a bit of behind the scenes with your yoga work, have you ever thought about maybe talking about your favorite workout wear? Because I know for me, being a curvy woman, the last thing I want are my yoga pants going from my stomach to my ankles when I'm really moving about, like whether I'm walking. So have you ever thought about sharing like your favorite bras or your
I
favorite
have,
yoga
but I
pants?
want them to pay me first.
I understand that. I get it.
Or I
I
need, or
get
rather, or it's not even about paying me first. It's really about I need to just activate my affiliate link essentially. And so like
Yeah.
we all can like eat together. But I do have a lot of recommendations actually. Like I'll tell y'all now, right now on the exclusive
Exclusive, exclusive,
Coffee with
exclusive, exclusive.
Yvonne. I love Girlfriend Collective. Girlfriend
Never heard of
Collective.
them.
I'm so glad to introduce you to them because Girlfriend Collective, I actually worked with them before. I was in one of their campaigns.
Oh, Life Flex. Okay, that's a Life Flex. Go ahead. Go ahead, Life Flex.
Yeah, I took a random photo on a walk to get coffee one morning. My friend took a picture of me and I tagged them in it. They were like, "We love this photo. Can we give you a check for it?" I was like, "Yeah." So Girlfriend Collective, they are an amazing brand. They use recycled bottles to make clothing. And the quality of their leggings, their bras, they have bodysuits. And what the most amazing thing, the colors are so fire, like the very like in your face popping colors, either neutrals or like bright, bright blues, bright, bright oranges. They have bodysuits, underwear, socks. They have a unisex clothing line with like coats, sweatpants, socks, everything. But I love when like the best thing about them, aside from the sustainability part of it, the environmentalism, the colors, the fit, they have sizes, I believe, 00 to 6X. So everyone's included.
Did you say 6X?
Yes.
I never even heard of someone going beyond a 3X, let alone
Yeah. A
6X.
6X. It's like five. I believe it goes up to 6X. And I'm just like, I love that. Because even saying that, I got chills because it's so important for everyone to look good and feel good. And my
Yes.
biggest hate in this world is that curvy people's clothing is ugly. It is and more
I
expensive.
would say a good percentage of it is not cute, and it is a bit more expensive. As someone who rocks certain brands that are on the higher end, I have to because the cuts are better, the styles are
Right.
better, even down to my workout wear. I just can't go out and get the same leggings that y'all get for like $5 on TikTok, because if I do, it's not fitting
Right.
over my thigh. You know, fit is very important. Like, I think also too. The way you feel when you're practicing your wellness activities and your appearance also impacts how much you're going to engage with those activities in
Exactly.
the future. If I want to wear a
Exactly.
hot pink outfit, which I have, walking up and down the National Mall, getting my steps
Yeah.
in for my miles, it makes me feel good when I'm doing
Yeah.
it.
I love hot pink. Like that's my everything. I think all my profile pictures for yoga things, I'm wearing this hot pink Nike set. I'm just like, I love it. But also on another side of the brands with clothing. So I know Girlfriend's a little bit on the high end. They have like a lot of specials and deals, and one day my affiliate link and code will come. But then also Old Navy.
Oh,
Old
great.
Navy. Old Navy. I'm telling you, Old Navy is that girl for all size fitness wear. Cause and then also now Old Navy has recently put out, I think they do go up to like 4X in the stores now.
4X.
Yes, in store. So it goes
Ooh,
from
that is a
and it's all
transform.
and then it's like all the clothes look. So you know how like sometimes you get like a skirt and it's like in the regular size, air quotes, regular sizes, it's like they look this way, but when it goes plus size, it looks a little bit different. It's the same style all through.
Now, okay, I have Old Navy down, Girlfriend Collective. Is there anyone else, like maybe like a medium in the middle brand that you would recommend?
In the middle brand. Old Navy, Girlfriend. I feel like I don't know. I want to say Lululemon is, don't go, like, that's Lululemon's cool, but it's like, it's hard to find. Because the thing about Lululemon, they'll have a pair of pants that's like a size 14, but they really fit a size 20.
Oh
And then
no.
there's, so, right. And so I have a pair of pants right now. So I like my hips, they fluctuate, but I have a pair of pants that are 14. They fit me perfectly. I'm like,
Okay.
I've never been an actual 14 in my life, but also Lululemon is very like high. It's I don't know, it's kind of hyped up, so I wouldn't recommend Lululemon unless you're really into it. I do need to find a middle brand because I'm definitely a so like beginning of my yoga, I have a pair of shorts left from Old Navy that I will never give up until they like crumble.
Not
I
crumble.
love them until they crumble. I love them so much. They're my favorite pair of shorts that I have from them. Oh, I have two pair of Old Navy shorts that I won't let go actually. I probably should now. But anyway, but yeah, Old Navy Girlfriend, I will get back to you on a middle brand because I don't know yet.
Please do, because I'm always looking for yoga pants. I just don't wear workout gear to actually work out. I use them when I'm running errands and
Yeah, of
other
course.
things because they're comfy.
I'm
And
telling you,
then
yeah, the sets from Girlfriend, you're like, I have to go little, and I feel like I want to do like a blog post about this or like a
you
mini
should.
post. There's like a so farmers market outfits. So when
never thought
people,
about
cause I,
that.
so over this so over this last summer, I've been volunteering at a farmers market in DuPont Farmers Market on Sundays, and it's I've been volunteering with this Black-owned farm, and it's based out of Brandywine, Maryland. It's called Deep Roots Farm. Farmer Gail is the best. Hit her up if you want to volunteer, if you want to support. She's amazing, and the farm is so robust. The farm was an old tobacco plantation type of thing, old tobacco field, and so she's like re every now the land is just cultivated for like eggplants, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, pickle, like whatever you need, she has it. Not pickles, because actually we have to like make the pickles, but you know what I mean. But when I was working there, I just see people like in their like their cute workout sets. I'm like, y'all not working out right now. You're just being cute, going to the farmers market. And I loved it. I'm like, oh my god, that set's so cute. That set's so cute. And so I feel like it's a really, a really about feeling good with all that you're doing versus just like, you know.
Now, I really appreciate you sharing like those recommendations because that's good for the listeners who maybe want to get into yoga or a wellness-based practice and may not be able to find brands that fit their body type. Shifting
Yeah.
gears a little bit, for people like myself, sometimes it's difficult to shut off your mind long enough to engage in activities like yoga. So what are some ways yoga helps people recenter and refocus or just shut off the noise?
Oh, this could be an interesting answer, because I can make it very simple or very scientific. I'm trying to choose which one. And so,
It depends on what you feel comfortable with. If you
right.
want to appreciate, like, show off your masters, go ahead, show off your masters.
Okay. So with people who have a difficulty calming the mind, they may experience feelings of anxiety or feelings of restlessness. And so in the therapy world, there was
That's you
these terms
reading
called
me in your explanation. That's me right
the, in the therapy world, there's terms of bottom up and top down. So a top down means like head to body, and bottom up means body to head. So if a person who's having a hard time recentering, I would access them through getting their body kind of tired, or not even tired, but their body like activated and like leg up, leg out, do this, da 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 da. And then so at a point where their body's like at a place of like regular, or I'm not saying tired, but like a place of a regular where it feels more regulated, them able to access their mind easier. And so with people who feel restlessness or have a hard time calming the mind, it's really, and then even when I talk to people who are taking my class, like, oh, I had a hard time, I have a hard time meditating, da, 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 things like that. When I'm creating a practice that's all about focus on your body first and your breath first, then they're able to relax more. Instead of just being like, let's breathe and relax first, they're like, I can't, they're fidgeting, da, 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 da. And I can, like, as a yoga therapist and yoga teacher, I can see when that's happening on the mat for you. Like, when I see you fully. And so
I'm a little
it's
ashamed because that happened to me recently. I was supposed to be meditating at my friend's bachelorette weekend. We had like a sound bath yoga session. No, sound bath meditation session. And I just could not lay there and just
Yeah.
be still and let my mind fully shut off because the moment I was laying on the mat, I realized I just started thinking. When I
Right,
should have been
right.
in the space of relaxation, my mind was just running. And is this something that, in terms of creatives, do you find that there's a link between creatives and this idea of anxiety or restlessness? Like, could it be tied to those different things based on your personal knowledge?
I would say yes, and I feel like in my experiences as a creative and entrepreneur and others as well, I do see the tendency that it's hard to relax. It's hard to take time for myself. It's hard to set that boundary of like I'm doing nothing and that's okay. And so with yoga, you're like doing nothing but doing something at the same time, essentially. It's like, oh, I'm just moving my body around, but like the impact that a cat cow has on your brain and your whole nervous system goes a long way. So if you were in my if you, if I was like leading the sound, well, I don't do sound bath, but like if I was like part of that experience, I'd have been like, yes, relax on your back, but if you're feeling if you want to move, you can move. And so that, and like even having that statement as part of a sound bath is important, because yes, you're relaxing, but like everyone's relaxation looks different. everyone's rest looks different. Everyone's active rest looks different. And so people who are the entrepreneurs, who are the creatives, who their minds are always going, I need to create this thing, I need to innovate, I need to make money, da 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 da. It's like yoga, and when the way I teach it is meeting you where you are, not where you need to be, but where you are right now. And so if you're coming to my class anxious and overwhelmed and all the things, I'm like, all right, let's move, let's shake, let's dance, let's groove, let's like get our bodies into it, and then we'll be able to access the mind. Because a lot of times it's hard to access your mind when it's already running around.
Yes.
So when you allow your body to rest and process, when you allow yourself to come into your body, then you can access your mind. Like, you know, it's okay to calm down. It's okay to rest. It's okay. You can begin to regulate and affirm yourself.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was interesting with your class, and I think that's why I was able to recenter myself. It was the kind of music you were playing that, one, I already had most of them songs on my playlist. I was like, oh, am I in my own Apple Music right now? Like, I was vibing. And for a lot of creatives, including myself, music is a way that we recenter. I listen to music when I'm working, when I'm working out, when I'm walking. It just gives me peace. Mm-hmm. And that's when certain kinds of music, like, you know, the what they call lo-fi, is one of my favorites. When I listen to like Solange and musicians like that, I'm able to recenter my mind and be in a space where I can create freely or just relax. And I forgot to tell you, in your class, I almost fell asleep, and I didn't want to fall asleep because I snore.
Okay.
And I didn't want to scare the class by how deep that snore was going to be. So I had to keep snapping myself out of it. I was like, girl, I hear you starting to go a little bit.
Right. But like, I'm glad to hear that, because I love hearing that. I love when people like almost fell asleep, like, oh, perfect, I did my job. Great. You're relaxed. You're regulating. Wonderful. And so when people are like, I'm just about to snore, I'm about to fall asleep, I'm like, please do. Or I did fall asleep. I'm like, perfect. I got you. We were able to come together to get you to that place that you needed to be in.
Yeah.
Because
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say because regulation of the nervous system is hard to do alone sometimes. And so that's why coaches, therapists, yoga therapists, physical therapists, all the therapists, it's important for us to impart that wisdom to allow you to regulate yourself. And because as a yoga therapist, yes, I want us to work together. I want you to be my client. Yes, I want you to help me help you for sure. But then I also want to impart tools within you and in your suitcase and your backpack that you can always take with you. And now, so like,
yeah. You did mention yoga therapy. What is that exactly? Like, can you briefly explain what that means? Oh, not a no. Okay. Are we harmonizing?
No. Yoga therapy. Oh, yoga therapy. It's such a, so yoga therapy is a very old practice, but it's new seeming because of how I feel like now Western and Eastern medicine are kind of coming together a little bit now. And so yoga therapy is a large combination of Eastern and Western medicine coming together. So yoga therapy is a practice where we use yoga wisdom, yoga technique to like asana or postures, breath work, pranayama, meditation, mudras. Mudras are different like hand or upper body positions that stimulate certain areas of the body. It could be like your certain chakras, it could be different glands in the body to help your overall well-being. And so yoga therapists, we do intake, we do assessment, and intake could be like, I give like probably like 3 or 4 forms to fill out. Have very specific questions, and then we do a physical assessment where I actually do a few yoga poses to see, and I can, based on the yoga poses, I can see where there's tightness, where there's weakness, where there's imbalances in the body, and based on the intake and assessment, I create a plan of care for you. The plan of care includes asanas or postures. It includes breath work or mudras, but also can include like writing prompts. And the writing prompts come from the yoga wisdom called yamas and niyamas. I'm gonna let y'all look that up because that's a fun thing to look up. But yamas and niyamas essentially are tools and ways to behave with yourself and for the world around you. I must just leave it there because it's really, I think it's kind of fun to look up yamas and niyamas. It's a fun to say too. So with yoga therapy, a quick way to say it is an integrative health therapist because I don't just see you on like a physical level. I see you in your body. I see you in your mind. I see you in your energy. I see you in your current well-being and your quality of life and how we can get to another level of your well-being and quality of life. So yoga therapists help you see yourself clear. We empower you to see yourself and make use tools so you can see yourself clear and so that you can reach goals that you feel will help you in your whole life. The goals that you create, I create, we create goals together. So we're working towards the same goals, just in different ways.
See,
So,
that's interesting because
yeah.
I think I never thought of yoga and therapy being like sisters. I just thought of it as their own wellness practice. So considering that it can be a fusion of practices to improve your overall wellness is important. Do you think that now that yoga has evolved in terms of acceptance in Black and Brown communities, have you seen firsthand your clients coming back to you and saying, "Hey, this has helped me with my anxiety," or this help, if they have like a daughter or son or, who's struggling with certain things, like they're now more well-centered. Talk a little bit more about the cultural impact.
The cultural impact. So the population that I work with are all ages, all sizes, all backgrounds. But one of my favorite past clients, they were like a 20-something-year-old girl who just got out of a bad relationship and like all stuff like this. We had 8 sessions together, and at the end of the 8 sessions, she felt empowered to like live her life freely and fully. And so she has a sister who lives in Paris. And so after our sessions, she wrote up a review. She wrote up a testimony for me too. And she was like, "Fela helped me feel so strong. I can see myself better in the world and things like that." I was like, "I did that in 8 sessions. This is amazing." And just for her to see herself clear, to see herself stronger, to be able to utilize her voice. So a big part of our work together was like feeling strong in her voice with herself and with others. And so we did a mudra, which again is a hand thing, a mudra that was dosed directly to your throat chakra, for your throat chakra, to help you speak and feel what you're feeling and say what you're saying, what you need to say fully. And at the end of our session, she was empowered. She felt stronger. She felt more interested and excited for her own life versus just being like, "I'm here, I'm sad, I'm just in it." She felt part of it. And so I love that aspect of yoga therapy, is that we empower you to take control of your own life instead
And
of,
that's a big deal though, because a lot of people struggle with one, getting to the place where they know they need help to finding a healthy pathway forward. And two, being in a space where you feel lost in your own voice. And I feel like we all go through that period in our time, whether it's through work, like you mentioned, through relationships, et cetera, but having healthy tools to help you get there. That's a big deal. You should be proud of the work that you're doing and how you're, creating that space. You better celebrate yourself.
I definitely will be. I do celebrate myself. I feel like
Sure.
I'm in a place of myself where I do feel more aligned in myself and more like I love helping people or supporting people in this way. It really speaks to me. It really warms my belly. It's a very I'm in a very rare place, I would say, and the fact that my work really does satisfy me and sustain me. What's the word? I'm trying to think of a specific word that I'm trying to think of. What word I'm trying to think of?
You feel
I
whole?
feel I do feel whole in this work, and when I have and it makes me feel so happy to be able to illuminate parts of people that they don't know or have overlooked. So they can use what they've over, so they can see, so that you can use what was overlooked as a way to illuminate their joy, their peace, their strength, their anything else.
It's not a word for it, but I'm just going to say it out loud because it just came to me. It's because you feel like you're walking in your gift and your purpose. When you are aligned with the universe for, for those who believe in holistic approach to listening to your inner self. I'll just put it like that. When you're aligned with the universe, when you're aligned with, you know, the signs from your ancestors and, you know, from God and everything, like, things fall into place as they may, because that's where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So it you feel deeply connected to it, because that is a place you're supposed to be and how you're going to evolve into even bigger platforms and impact. So that's what I think in terms of the work that you're doing, because I feel that way every day about the work that I do in marketing. I feel this is where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing, because I just feel joy in that space every day. Despite the days that they give me additional gray hairs, I still feel the joy.
Exactly that. And actually, so in the yoga philosophy, we call that your dharma.
Your dharma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not your karma, your dharma.
Your dharma. Yeah. Okay. And so your dharma is your, like, your specific path. And, like, I know in, like, Christianity, they say your vocation. But in yoga, so with yoga therapy, I'm not just, like, being like, do this. I'm using actual insight from, like, a lot of the yoga books, the yoga sutras, the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, all these different books that describe the intent, the science, the power of yoga, and utilizing that to support your quality of life, and to use that to support your evolution and your growth. And so dharma, everyone has a dharma. It's all about finding it. And so the dharma is described in many books, but in the Bhagavad Gita, essentially that book is about a war, and the war between, a war within, and a war, like, outwardly. And so the main character, the main character is being talked to by God, the higher power, and he's instructing the main character. I can't remember his name at all. Was it Krishna? But Krishna, anyway, the main character, and he's imparting on him this wisdom, like, you have a vocation to do. You are the top warrior, and your work that you need to do, no matter how it impacts other people, you need to do it for greater things to happen. And so this war, he's, like, on a chariot between fighting. He has people on his, who has his back, but on the other side, like, people who's, like, he's known, and, like uncles who he's loved and support, but it's like they're not part of the path that he's on. And so he has to choose.
You better preach. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So he has to choose. He has to choose what's best for him and not what's best for others in order for his greatness to shine through, in order for his greatness to become reality. Oh, that was deep.
That was deep. And we're recording on a Sunday, so it's kind of like we got a little mini session at the same time. Hey. Where my collection plate? Hold on. I need to find out anyone. Hey, won't it do it? Won't it will? Last but not least, before we get into our quick fire questions, I know you talked a bit about this before, but how do you envision growing your brand in the future? Like, it could be big ideas. It could be as small as opening your own, I don't know, Amazon storefront of your favorite products that you use on a daily basis. So what is your thoughts? What's your vision?
So I'm just
kidding. Let's get in the tea. Like, what are we doing? Like, what's up?
So my visions for my brand to grow is definitely more. So not definitely more, but it's like I'm working on creating an online platform for people to, like, join me online for talks like this, for yoga classes, for yoga workshops. Just to have my content available to them, like a subscription type of platform. I do have a YouTube. So, like, following me on YouTube and growing that.
This is what I'm talking about. You, the plugs. Like, I didn't know none of this.
Really?
Okay.
I'll send you all the links after this session.
Ooh, today drained me. Uh-huh.
My YouTube channel, growing that. I'm really working on growing my online presence in a way that people can have my insight, my support virtually when I'm there or when I'm, like, traveling, so we can, like, support each other. Additionally, I'm working on creating a retreat somewhere in the world, which would be really fun. I'm very into traveling internationally, domestically, but really just, like, using travel as a tool to support your wellness. Because even though like the flight, the travel, the plane ride can be horrible, but when you get to that destination, it's like, wow, I'm in a whole new place. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling others, I'm feeling all the things that I'm feeling. And yeah, so definitely some retreats, growing my online presence in my platform, and I don't know what else. I'm
That's
still
good enough for
dreaming up
now.
dreams.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
good enough for
I'm still
now. It
dreaming
doesn't
up some
have to be
dreams.
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep dreaming your dreams and make sure you're writing all these things down because there's a Bible verse, as you could tell, I grew up in Black church, but there's a Bible verse that says something to the effect of make the vision clear, right? So you have to make the vision clear by writing it down. And it can even be a vision board. I'm a big believer in vision boards and placing them in an area where you see it every day. So that way, you're not only envisioning, but you're allowing the universe to put things in place to make those things happen. So just, even though it's the end of the year, you can create a vision board in Q4, for the end of 2023 and beyond. It's fine. But when you're creating that vision board, make sure you write in things in between those visions of how you want them to happen and that the vision is categorized. So it's not a mess. So when you make the vision clear, you're making your purpose clear at the same time. Does that make sense? My mama would be so proud of me. See, mom, when I fell asleep, I was still listening to church.
She
See?
is proud of you.
Oh, okay. I have a few quick fire questions for you. Now, mind you, these are top of the dome. It does not have to be a perfect answer. I just want you to think quickly on your feet. That sound good?
Okay,
You
I'm
can do
ready.
this. You can do this. Deep breath in. And all right, let's do this. In your opinion, who is the best rapper or singer of all time?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, that is a different answer. Okay.
She's a man. You see her singing? You hear her voice?
I grew up with Mariah. Every
I
Saturday,
know. That's what I'm saying.
my mom would put the boombox on, break out that yellow broom. I remember that yellow broom, and you would just hear Mariah's doo 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 oh on the radio.
Or Whitney. So it's Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston
I'll allow that because Dance
for
with
me.
Somebody, when you want to see me
Ooh.
light all the way up,
Ooh,
put
that's my
on Dance
song.
with Somebody. I will light up like a Christmas tree. In fact, I have a
Same.
Whitney t-shirt I bought at Target of her 1987 tour tee, one of my favorite t-shirts I own. I love Whitney Houston.
Yes, that voice, that music, like Dance with Somebody, World's Greatest of All, but also when the song that they did together for the
Yes.
Prince of Egypt soundtrack,
Yes.
I was like, wow, this is
Even though that
music.
one note was flat, but I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah,
okay, second question for you. You've won a boatload of money, like you good for the rest of your life, right? What is the first thing you do?
I want to say like donate some money to some charity, but also buy a villa in Tuscany.
Yes, Villa in Tuscany. I
Yeah.
love that.
I have a one of my favorite random movies is Under the Tuscan Sun.
I know it.
And she just like randomly bought a villa in Tuscany and like have lived her best life. I was like, yeah, this is in line with me for sure.
I would probably do the same thing, but I would be in Paris.
Ooh, okay, yeah. See me, I have never been to Italy yet, and I'm just like, I would love to be in
You
Italy and just like
haven't?
no, I feel like definitely next year it's on the list because why not?
When you're ready, depending on what city you go to, I have an itinerary for you that I put together myself.
Ooh, okay, perfect. Because I went to Paris and Germany last year and the year before that. Well, so my travel journey is very new still. So I didn't start really traveling internationally. Like, I mean, I've traveled in the States. I've been like to Portland, LA, Florida, whatever, New York. But to Europe, I also haven't gone anywhere in, well, that's not true. I went to Mexico this year. But 2019 is when I started really traveling out the country.
Same.
And so I'm like, I gotta see everything. And so I went to Spain, then I went to Germany and Paris, went to Mexico this year. And so I'm just like, I'm supposed to go to London and Amsterdam later this month. Let's see how that goes. So
If you go to London, I have an itinerary for you too. Because I
Oh,
did
perfect.
my first Euro trip was in 2019 with my mom and one of my childhood besties. We did Paris and London, and I have things for you. I just planned my aunt and uncle's anniversary trip for London and Paris. I have updated things as well, just in case.
Oh,
That tour in
perfect.
the background be working. Just know.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love
Yeah,
it.
and then for my next question, you've discovered you have magic powers. Like, so you're on your Harry Potter-ish, right? So you
Ooh,
have magic
ooh.
powers. What powers, and that is plural, what powers do you have?
Ooh, powers. I love this question. I have a similar question that I ask everybody, my clients. I'm like, if you could have a superpower in the world, what would it be and why? And so for this question, it's always so usually with my hair, it's always very silver. When you met me, my hair is silver.
Yes.
One, it looks so good on me. Two, I love Storm from X-Men. And so like I would love to control nature, and not be like you get nothing, but more so to restore resources and to give resources to people, because everyone should have access to water, land, things like that. So that would be my first power. My next power would be like to fly, and then also to materialize things, to be like, I need a book, boop, a book, or
Oh,
I need a
like
sandwich.
a Sabrina the Teenage Witch kind of
Yes.
vibe, like bloop,
Sabrina
bloop.
was my show.
Fam, when I tell you, my mom, if you ever meet my mom could tell you every Friday night she is glued in front of the TV. She's watching Sabrina and Family Matters. That was my show for a
Yo,
long
I love, but exactly that. Like, boop, boop.
time.
It is Sabrina. It really is Sabrina.
Yes,
I love
Sabrina,
that so
she's that
much.
girl.
Sabrina's a teenage, and like, I would just love Melissa Joan Hart so much. After that, I was like, you are amazing.
I've watched every show she's been on because I loved her from Sabrina. That's it.
Exactly. And all the little Sabrina movies too. I was
Yes, I
like,
watched every
yo,
spinoff.
you're about to have me go on a Sabrina Teenage Witch marathon. And
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu.
it's
It's on Hulu. Plug.
perfect. I'm so excited too. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so happy.
And then last question for you. If you were a coffee, and even if you don't drink coffee, what kind of coffee would you be?
Okay, so I know I'm a mocha. A mocha, so it's chocolate, coffee, oat milk.
Okay.
Yeah,
So,
and I say a mocha because that's what I always order when I go to get coffee anyway. But also, it's literally an adult chocolate milk
I feel that.
because it's chocolate, oat milk, and then coffee, and that's yeah, and it's
My
delicious.
go-to, and I'm so predictable, even my coworkers know my favorite coffee is a white chocolate mocha with soy, no whip. So I understand that love of the sweetness with a little touch of something. If it's especially a busy season, I do double pumps because I need
I
like
love that.
an
Give
extra.
me all the sweetness.
Yes, I need all the sweetness. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me for coffee and also for being open to being on my podcast. How can people find out more about you and all your fabulous platforms?
Follow me on Instagram at Fela Soul, Fela period Sol, Fela Soul. Yeah, and I have all my links to my YouTube, my survey for my retreat coming up, hopefully, because I need it for the retreat. I need a certain number of people to respond to the survey before I start planning it. So join me on that. My YouTube's on there, and if you want to talk more about yoga therapy, I have a you can schedule a time to chat about. Like, we have a 15-minute chat about yoga therapy and see how it fits your life. Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat very soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
All right. So, how are we feeling? Do we feel relaxed? Her voice is very calming, you know? It's like you could light a Bath and Body Works candle, sit under your couch blanket, and just listen and have a good time while she speaks. Thank you again so much for joining me for coffee today. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate you continuing to support and believe in my little show that could, that has reached, still can't believe this, 13,000 downloads. Wow. Wow, Yvonne. You know what, Yvonne, learn how to accept your flowers. I've put the hard work into building this show, and I just need to understand that everything that is happening now is in place the way it's supposed to be in place for me and where I'm supposed to be in my journey, in my career. So I can't wait to get back on this mic next week for another week. Oh, not next week. We're bi-weekly now. Duh. To learn more about me and my business, Pink Dollhouse Marketing, you can check out my website, pinkdollhousemarketing.com, or you can follow my business page on Instagram. You can slide into my DMs. That's cool. At Pink Dollhouse Marketing. I can't wait to chat with you soon. Okay, bye. Coffee with Yvonne is produced and edited by Yvonne Pearson. Coffee with Yvonne is created by Pink Dollhouse Marketing. You can catch the latest episodes by subscribing to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.